Hey guys, so this is it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I currently have exams going on, but I'm working on a system right now which basically hides data within an image, or not exactly within the image is the data. In the sense, what happens is, okay, with the current system, so I'm working with something called steganography, or I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's basically hiding data. That's purely what it is. So what currently exists is where you can hide data within an image, but for a person who is smart and who knows how data is hidden within an image, within a PDF and all, he can figure it out. So how that works is, when a file is made, there's a file header and there's something called the end of the file. Okay, now this normally works in Linux. In Windows it doesn't work that well, but I'll tell you what I did also. So anything between this starting of the file and ending of the file, you can put, okay, you put it, that particular file will be, that it will be identified by that file. So supposing there's a PDF, okay, now you're starting of your PDF and you're ending of the PDF, anything between these two things is your PDF content. Now anything you put below that or above that should not theoretically not be under, like, it should not be able to identify the object or whatever it is, or whatever the file is. Okay, you can put image, you can put text below the PDF and it'll still identify it as an PDF. Now that's the reason why I had did an episode I think last year, wherein a file could be a PDF, it could be an image, and it could be a Word document as well. So the point is, you hide data between it. Now coming to what I tried to do. So my plan was, how do I make a product / code / whatever, like a piece of code or piece of software, where you can hide data within an image, yet the data is not in the image. So basically what I'm doing is, I'm taking the data of their image. So an image at the end is all hex values. Okay, hex values. So it's a 4-bit hex value, 4-byte, sorry. So what I do is, in that image, theoretically, okay, everything or all the possible codes in of a hex value could be in that image. Now if, so what I do is, say supposing the start of a file is hello, okay, or there's a text file saying hello. H is just, let's take it for namesake, is A, okay, and there's in the image there's the value A. So I take it and map it to the first character of the text file. So theoretically, that means I can take any text file, or I can take any image file and convert it to anything I want, yet there will be nothing in the image file by itself. So even if I give it to any guy, you know, any person who knows steganography, he won't be able to understand it, like what is hidden in it, because there is nothing hidden in it. It is purely seeing the data and mapping it out. Now this is an internal project I'm just trying out. I do not know whether I'll, you know, get through or what, but worst case scenario, I learned something. Best case scenario, I made a new software. So this is something I'm trying out. I'll put it on GitHub as soon as it's ready, or let's see. But yeah.